This is CICK News. The Telkwa Coal Project is still active and currently under review by BC's Environmental Assessment Office, or EAO. Despite years of delays caused by ownership changes and additional informational requests, the new owner, Bathurst Resource Limited, is expected to submit the required information by fall 2025. Once the EAO deems the submission complete, a 150-day decision period will begin, including a final public comment window. What Matters in Our Valley has been appointed the Community Advisory Committee and will facilitate public forums and share expert insights. Approval of the project could lead to mine expansion and extraction of coal bed methane, raising serious concerns for this community group about the impacts on the environment, public health, and quality of life in the valley. Jay Gilden is a member of What Matters in Our Valley, and he's on CICK News today to speak about the group's role as Community Advisory Committee and how they plan to work with the government and principal players in the re-established Telkwa Coal Mining Project by New Zealand's largest mining company, Bathurst. That's today on CICK News.
We started back in 2017 when Allegiance first announced that it was interested in trying to develop a coal mine here. And we'd had a lot of communications with the Environmental Assessment Office about what we thought was not a very good or procedure in terms of getting a public input into the environmental assessment. So eventually, from the beginning of this year, the Environmental Assessment Office invited us to be what was known as the Community Advisory Committee, which is intended to discuss with them the issues that the committee, that the community thinks is important in terms of the risks posed by the project. And so we kind of exchange information with the Environmental Assessment Office as the process goes on. The process will probably reach its culmination late this fall.
Now, what decision makers are you in contact with?
There's the Environmental Assessment Office, which works within what used to be called the Ministry of the Environment. And they have to review the information provided by the proponent and the community's responses and decide whether to recommend to the ministers whether or not this project should be approved. The ministers, that being the Ministry of Mine or the Minister of Mines, and Minister of Land and the Water Resources at this point, are the ones who make the final decision. Right now, we're in touch with the people in the Environmental Assessment Office.
Okay. Where are you at now in the process and what the rest of this year is going to look like for What Matters in Our Valley?
Okay, so as I said, there was, I guess it was a year and a half ago, maybe a little more, a series of new questions were issued by the Environmental Assessment Office because they didn't think the first rounds of question and answers provided all the information that was needed. And then the whole process was delayed because of this bankruptcy and Bathurst took over. And now Bathurst is supposed to be issuing responses to the new information requests. Okay. Only one of which have actually received a response at this point that we know about. As those responses come in, the Environmental Assessment Office will send them to us. And then we get to respond as to whether or not, you know, it answers our questions or answers community concerns. Mm-hmm. The only one we've got so far is air and noise. And as far as we can see, that doesn't tell us anything more than we already knew. After that, there'll be answers on things like water quality and other environmental risks. And they also have to respond more thoroughly to First Nations concerns.
Okay.
As those responses come in, we're supposed to get them and respond. Now, what we're worried about is that all the responses will come in at the end of the period, which is now predicted to be in this fall. And if it all comes in at once, it's going to be very difficult for us to manage and to respond because, you know, we're just this tiny little organization without a lot of resources. And some of it requires review by expert witnesses. So we're getting a little worried because at this point, the process of response was supposed to start back in February, and here we are in July, and only one round of questions has gotten any response.
Hey, thank you so much for making time to speak with me about this today.
Okay, thanks, Pamela.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.